hear that? Well, that's the music you'll hear upon visiting the cathedral for the cathedral's Festival of Lights. Thankfully, the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis is a hub for thriving Catholic communities. At the heart of this hub is the Cathedral of St. Paul. So what better place to celebrate the upcoming Christmas season than by participating in a beautiful light show depicting the Nativity? Joining us for the second year in a row is Elizabeth Hollett and Andrew Kermeyer of the Cathedral Festival of Lights to share about this festive and holy Christmas event. Elizabeth and Andrew, welcome to the program. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. We're so pleased to be back here this second year.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Well, it's great to talk to you about this. I'm excited that there is this second light show put on by Lux Morales of, I'll let you talk about it rather than me. So, Elizabeth, why don't you kick us off? You know, our show here is based all on audio, but we want to hear about the visual beauty of the upcoming light show happening at Cathedral. For anybody who's not familiar, what exactly is it?
Yes, thank you so much, Patrick. This year, we are going to be offering yet another sacred art display on the front of the beautiful facade of the Cathedral of St. Paul this year. We are going to offer this beautiful welcome with arms open wide as people can visit our cathedral this year in person. And we will be showing a story that's called The Beginning, and there'll be a beautiful array of artistic display and original music to compile the story of the birth of Christ. And this year we are very excited to welcome all inside our beautiful cathedral with yet another display of stars on the lovely dome of our cathedral, accompanied to yet more original music. So we believe this magical experience will be quite touching to all.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, you and I go back into the cathedral ourselves, and I'm excited to hear that you're involved. What is your role, Andrew, with the cathedral's light shows this year?
Yeah, thank you for having us on, Patrick. I have been the lead for the Christmas market portion of this event, and it has been quite a process. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, a lot of thanks to my family and friends, and it's been just really fun putting this together. We are going to be having a Christmas market in the cathedral courtyard. So we're encouraging visitors to, of course, see the beautiful outdoor light show at the front of the cathedral, then head in, which is a paid ticket that is $15 per person. And for groups of five or less, the tickets, I'm not keen on with the pricing, so that will be groups of five or more are going to be still the $15 amount. And then going into the beautiful interior light show, be able to just walk around and sit in the pews and just take in the beautiful sights. And we're encouraging after the inside light show to come up to the Christmas market, which is in the back of the church. Backside of the church, I should say, in the courtyard, and we will have it just beautifully decorated. We are working so hard with the decorations. There's going to be Christmas trees, garlands with lights, and we'll have eight vendors in a tent that will be facing the church. It's kind of hard to describe, especially if you aren't familiar with the courtyard, and the vendors will all be in one tent. And we'll also have food trucks as well on Dayton Avenue, which is right off of the courtyard there. And that will just be a really, really fun experience. Very cozy. The courtyard is very a wonderful location. And just there'll be beautiful views, too. You get wonderful views of the state capitol and downtown St. Paul as well.
Yeah.
We're really excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Elizabeth, back to you, and more from you in just a moment, Andrew, so don't go away. But Elizabeth, back to you. Now, my understanding is Lux Morales, it's a company out of the UK, isn't it? I mean, how does a light show come from across the Atlantic to the Cathedral of St. Paul?
Oh, thanks for the opportunity to explain that. Lux Morales is a team of two artists, Peter Walker and David Harper, and they create these, if you know in French, son et lumière, sound and light shows. Their very company, Lux Morales, means light murals. And I met the team, and when I was visiting my son in Oxford in 2018, saw their beautiful Christmas exhibit on the Cathedral of Lichfield, a medieval cathedral in Lichfield, England, north of Oxford, about an hour. And just thought, okay, this beautiful welcoming and celebration of the Christmas season should come to our very own cathedral that sits on the highest point of St. Paul. And as luck would have it, we had a warm reception at the Cathedral of St. Paul, and the artists were very excited to bring their tradition over to our country. And you see more and more of these immersive art exhibitions. We've seen the Van Gogh is now in Minneapolis. And I'm just so proud of the cathedral for welcoming this opportunity to show that all are welcome. Last year, just I wanted to explain that we hosted a drive-by showing of the Nativity, right, which was, we were the only venue in the whole world that was showing this because of the lockdown in England. Now, this year, they'll be showing the Nativity that our cathedral displayed. So this year, thanks and so much to the generosity of the Kerrmeyers, we are not only being able to welcome people for free to just please come and join the beautiful display of music and magical wonder, but to then buy your ticket, come into the cathedral. This is the second phase of our opportunity to showcase the mystical, magical wonder of the music and the beauty and the holiness of our church. And then we can exit and just continue the celebration in this beautiful idea that really was Andrew's. I believe Andrew, I can give you credit for that, to have this Christmas market in the back of the church. So we're opening the whole campus of the Cathedral of St. Paul to all. It's fun. The art is magical. There's going to be food and music and celebration so that truly the entire public can enjoy. And so what a couple of points I'd really like to make. The tickets, as Andrew said, are $15 per person to enter into the cathedral, and that will allow you entrance into the festivities and the Christmas market. If you're a group of five or more, you can buy a group of $40 tickets. We have an opportunity as well on the last evening, Sunday night, to drive by. There are some people that just might not be comfortable walking up by themselves. So for $10 per car, we are taking, we'll allow you to drive through. So the street will be closed on Sunday evening for the drive-by viewers. Now, all these tickets, everyone, are available on Eventbrite. Search Festival of Lights, specifically for the drive-in, Festival of Lights drive-in. If you want to live stream the Cathedral, Heritage Foundation will offer a live streaming every evening. So for those of our friends far and wide, I know I had family in Texas and Florida that were able to participate via the Facebook live stream.
Wow, wonderful. Now, we should obviously say when all this is happening. I'm sure our listeners are already starting to make plans, but they need to know when, right? So I understand the light shows are running, is it December 15th through the 19th? Is that right?
That's correct. And it's important to note that although you'll see in big, bold print, December 15th through 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. We will have later start times on Saturday and Sunday due to evening mass. So on the weekend, it will begin at 7 p.m.
Okay, very good. And Andrew, how about the Christmas market? When is that going to be open?
Yes, and to note, so the market days are different from the light show. So this year it's just a little bit less. Hopefully next year we'll increase those days, but the light show or the market will be from December 6th, the 16th through the 18th, and that is the same show hours. It'll be 6 to 10 p.m. as well.
Okay, and Andrew, what you mentioned about the decorations and everything that were going up in the vendors there. What are the vendors and, well, I assume the food trucks are going to be hawking food, but what are the vendors going to be selling there? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't want to give away too many details.
Just okay, all right.
Sort of a surprise, but no, I can give a little bit, of course. There will be definitely some festive gifts, merchandise. We have a little mix of some nice holiday treats, and there will be definitely some Catholic and Christian-inspired merchandise for sale. Mm. So we tried to really curate this, so to speak, for the festiveness of this market, and We're really excited. Yeah, we have a great selection of vendors, and they're very excited to be part of this. And we've had a lot of activity with vendors this year, and next year we're hoping to grow it. And it's been a really, really a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, great. Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask. Elizabeth, let me go back to you. What kind of feedback did you get from the folks who attended or the drive-by in the last year's show?
Well, believe it or not, when people had to wait upwards of an hour and a half just to come and drive in front, I was humbled by the appreciation of bringing forth this just wonderful, expansive piece of art. And it moves, it flows. People were touched. And we're just so proud and pleased that we were able to carry this forth last year. And now we'll be able to open it up and welcome more and more people. And Andrew's got the best message ever that we're planning next year already. But if I could, Patrick, is this a good time to mention about how to get in and where to park?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Wonderful. So if our viewers and participants are coming eastbound on Highway 94, exit, please, on Dale Street. Dale Street will be a smoother operation to come south and then follow the signs to parking at the St. Paul College. Now, westbound will be a different exit. You will look for Marion Street. So if you're coming south on 35, please go west on 94 to Marion. Follow the St. Anthony frontage road up to Western, and you'll look for the college parking. So we're encouraging people that are coming from the northeast and west to look for parking at the St. Paul College. Parking will not be above $5. That's the maximum fee. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming from the south, please exit on Grand Avenue. That will take you up that steep Ramsey Hill by the University Club. And then you can park in the neighborhood nearby.
Wonderful. And what about, Elizabeth, for people who are doing just the drive-by, too, is there a particular route of traffic for that?
Oh, excellent. Yes, thank you very much. It would be coming down Summit Avenue, so it would be coming west to east. So you will have the cathedral on your left. Okay. It gets a little goofy because Summit Avenue actually turns north. So the east side, well, the grand front of the cathedral, you will be heading towards 94. So please, you'll have to come around, loop around the south side, and we'll be going north so that the east, you'll be seeing the east view of the cathedral on your left.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew, let me ask you, as far as your experience with last year's show, but also with the things that are planned for this year and things that you're thinking about already for next year, is this a good event? We were just talking with Molly Shore about, those members of our families who have maybe fallen away from the faith or not regularly practicing their Catholic faith anymore. What would you say? Is this a good event to bring someone along to that's not too, not too impositional in terms of, faith-wise, might be a good introductory event?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just, how can you not want to be part of something like this? It's just mm-hmm. a really, the Christmas markets are really becoming a trend, I would say. They're kind of popping up all over, it seems like, this time of year. And just the lights from the light show, decorations, as I keep referring to, it's just such a warm, welcoming experience. And we just have such a beautiful landmark, too, that this is set at. And not many places have that. And this time of year, people are looking to get out and do things as hard as it can be with the cold and the darkness. But absolutely, I think it definitely fits well for anyone. And the church is built for everyone. And we definitely want to have everyone come and feel welcome, and as it always is. And we are really excited for that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And yeah, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, I just wanted to echo and Andrew's message that this is truly an important community event for all. And in so doing, we help support the cathedral's restoration. And I think all of St. Paul, all of Minnesota, looks at this grand beacon on the hill and identifies with it. Whether you're faith-filled or searching or neutral. It's a place for all, as the Archbishop John Ireland intended it to be. So absolutely, it's a welcoming space. All are welcome, and it should be a joyous celebration in true Minnesota form, outdoors, in the elements.
Yeah, I will pray that it's at least somewhat tolerable in terms of temperatures and things like that, because, you know, I as you were speaking there, Elizabeth, that was what was going through my head too, that this was Archbishop Ireland's vision, that the cathedral would be a place for all people of the area, but all people of Minnesota and all people of the Episcopal See. It's such a grand place in and of itself, and yeah, yourselves together with Lux Morales are making this into a wonder of wonders, if I may say so. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, but let's hit the details one more time. So this is the Cathedral Festival of Lights, sponsored by the Cathedral Heritage Foundation. Light shows run Wednesday, December 15th through Sunday, December 19th, 6 to 10 p.m., except on the weekends when they'll start at 7, on Saturday and Sunday when they'll start at 7. And then the Christmas market is slated for December 16th through 18th as well. And tickets can be purchased for the inside event at eventbrite.com. Did I get all that right?
Perfect. But also to note that people can walk into the cathedral right now. There's a kiosk up in the front if you wish to purchase your tickets without the additional Eventbrite charge. So,
oh, wonderful. Well, Elizabeth and Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing how this pans out and brightens, literally, the celebrations of thousands of Minnesotans. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Patrick.
Merry Christmas and Happy Advent.
Yeah, as to you as well. All right, well, it's time for break number two. When we come back, Jeff Cavins is here to talk about Ascension Press's Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz. You don't want to miss it. Back in 63 seconds.